Saga Egmont presents The Awesome Adventures of Will and Randolph, The Last Dragon Hunter, by Geoffrey Archer. Read by Dario Coates. To Harry. Chapter 1.
"This is the most complicated game I've ever played," Randolph said with a frown, as he stared at a board covered in tiny plastic counters and figures that was laid out on the floor of Will's bedroom.
"It's not that hard," Will said as he moved the figure of a knight across the board. "You just have to follow the rules."
"It would take me several days to read all of this,"
Randolph said, placing a paw on the inch-thick rulebook that lay in his lap. The cover featured a dramatic illustration of a roaring dragon on top of its hoard of gold, with a knight charging towards the beast with his sword and shield raised. Across the top of the book was a flashy logo that read, "Dragonfire."
"Snakes and ladders was much easier," Randolph said with a sigh, "and it only had one dice."
"Why do you need so many dice for this game?" Upside Down Bird asked as she landed on the bed next to Randolph.
"And why are they all such odd shapes?"
"Because this game replaces fun with maths," Randolph grumbled.
"Trust me, this is a much more interesting game," Will said. "I know it's a bit complicated at first, but it's really good fun once."
Suddenly, the walls of the room lit up with a soft green light as Upside Down Bird's wings began to glow, and Will felt the hairs on his arms begin to prickle as strange magical energy filled the air around them.
"Oh no," Randolph said, clutching the rulebook to his chest. "Not again. Try and control it,"
Will said, as Upside Down Bird glowed brighter and brighter, emerald sparks flashing across her feathers. When Upside Down Bird's magical powers flared out of control like this, it usually ended up in them being transported to some bizarre new world filled with unknown dangers. Their adventures with Upside Down Bird had certainly been exciting, but it was still slightly worrying that she didn't seem to have any control over when these strange magic powers would activate or where they would all end up when they did.
"I wish I could control it," Upside Down Bird wailed as she flew up into the air, flying in frantic circles above Will and Randolph's heads.
"Quickly, open the window so I can fly outside before..."
Will leapt to his feet and dashed across the room towards the window, with Upside Down Bird right behind him. He was just reaching for the latch when there was a soft popping sound, and Upside Down Bird, Will and Randolph vanished in a bright green flash. Chapter 2. Will felt his stomach lurch as he started to fall. He had experienced this strange sensation before, when he had been transported by Upside Down Bird's runaway magic, but this time was different. He felt himself falling out of control, tumbling faster and faster through the cold white fog that was all around him. Suddenly, the fog parted, and Will let out an involuntary scream as he dropped out of the bottom of the clouds surrounding him, plummeting towards the jagged mountaintops hundreds of meters below. Will saw something fast shoot past him as he fell, catching just a glimpse of a dark shape racing towards the ground ahead of him. Below him, Upside Down Bird felt her magical power surge as she grew in size, pulling out of her high-speed dive and speeding back up towards Will as she grew bigger and bigger. She snatched Will up in one of her giant claws with only seconds to spare, before tucking him safely into the soft feathers on her chest and gently banking towards the valley below. Will took several long, deep breaths as Upside Down Bird glided towards the ground, his heart still pounding in his chest. Upside Down Bird came in to land on a rocky path that twisted down through one of the valleys, gently lowering Will to the ground with one of her claws.
"Are you okay?"
Upside Down Bird asked, as Will took a couple of slightly hesitant steps on his distinctly wobbly legs.
"I think so," Will replied, taking a long, deep breath.